Tennessee Star Report with Michael Patrick Leahy.
And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It's 6:33 a.m. We are joined on the line now by former ambassador to Japan, Bill Haggerty. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, welcome, Mike. Great to be back with you.
It's a big day for you in Tennessee. It's election day, primary election day. What's your closing argument to the voters here who have a choice in the Republican primary to replace outgoing and retiring Senator Lamar Alexander?
Well, first, I'd remind all your voters that polls open this morning at 7 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And we very much need to get our voters to turn out to send a strong message and demonstrate the fact that Tennessee values are conservative values. We want to send that message loud and clear. And I think I present a wonderful chance for people to take a homegrown Tennessean, fourth generation from right there in Sumner County, Tennessee, a Christian, a conservative, a businessman, a proud pro-life father of four wonderful kids, someone that Tennesseans know we're going to stand strong for them on the Second Amendment. I was the one that brought Beretta to Tennessee, someone that they know will work with President Trump and the rest of the Senate to make sure we confirm constitutionalist judges that don't legislate from the bench, strong on life, 100% pro-life, stand strong with our law enforcement. I've got their back 120%. Our military and our veterans, I'm with them. And I certainly have a deep interest and a lot of experience dealing with China. And as I've been appointed to the White House Economic Recovery Task Force already while I'm running for office, the president's got me focused on ways we're going to get our jobs back. And I tell you this, I served earlier as the head of economic development for Tennessee. I took another time off in my career as a businessman at a time when we had to turn our state around. The country's ready for that right now. We get to get our economy going back again, and we've got to get our supply chains back from China. We can no longer be dependent on China for medical supplies, for antibiotics, for high technology. And I know how to hit China where it hurts. I want to make Made in the USA the theme of America again.
Why are you the most reliably conservative candidate on the Republican ballot today?
Well, I'm the only candidate that is a true conservative on the ballot. That's been underscored by President Trump. We had a great town hall with him last night. We did it virtually, of course, under the circumstances, but a huge turnout on that. President Trump underscored the fact that we've worked together since I volunteered full time back in 2016 to help him get elected. Again, Michael, that was at a time when very few people, particularly very few Republicans, were willing to step up and help President Trump get elected. Certainly, I'm the only candidate in this race who ever lifted a finger or donated a dime to help him get elected back in 2016. Marsha Blackburn's also echoed that as she has endorsed me. Marsha's the most conservative member of the United States Senate. She's been very clear in her endorsement of me why she trusts me. We've been allies for a long time. She's also been very clear why she doesn't trust Manny Sethi. I think if Tennesseans want to make certain they're getting a true conservative and someone that will carry their values, I'm the only choice, the clear choice to make. And I look forward to earning every one of their votes today.
So give us a little inside scoop on this. What's it like working with the president, being in the same room with him? What's that back and forth like?
Michael, the chemistry with President Trump is always exciting. He's a great businessman. He listens. He asks the opinion of everybody in the room. I was asked a question yesterday. One of the candidates in this campaign put out a press release about what the president ought to do with respect to a personnel issue. I was asked.
Yeah, by the way, we wrote a story about that, and it struck me as kind of interesting that a Senate candidate who's not yet been elected to something would provide personnel advice to the president. And specifically, he said the president should fire Dr. Fauci.
Well, I have provided personnel advice to the president. You know that it was my job after we won the election. Before I went to Japan, my job was to help the president put the cabinet together. My job was head of presidential personnel during the transition. I have plenty of conversations like this with the president. But what I do is I pick the phone up and talk with him. I don't issue a press release.
You don't issue a press release and say, Mr. President, here's my advice to you. You really ought to follow it.
No, I don't think that's appropriate for a Senate candidate, but it is appropriate for someone who's got a long working relationship with the president, and that's how I work with him. I don't have any anticipation of going to Washington and getting into Twitter wars or taking sides on CNN and MSNBC and Fox. My goal is to go there and be effective for the people of Tennessee. The way to do that is to build on the relationship I've established with this president and this administration. And I'm ready to do that from day one because I've been a part of this administration. And if I'm lucky enough today to be elected by the good people of Tennessee to be your Republican nominee, I have every confidence we're going to keep pushing ahead through the election. And I'll get there with a different currency than most every other freshman senator because I will be the only person in the U.S. Senate who's actually worked with this administration, fighting back against the deep state, getting things to happen and pushing back against the bureaucracy that's so difficult to navigate. I understand it. I'm ready to go. We're working on my punch list of things to do right now, because as a member of the White House Economic Recovery Task Force, we're not going to get everything done with executive order. There's going to be a list of things that I'm focused on to get the economy reopened that will go right into the top of my list of legislative priorities. Things like looking at our tax rate again. How do we lower it further? How do we make America the most competitive place in the world to invest capital? This is all part and parcel of getting our supply chains back home. We're going to be very targeted in this. I think you all know that we need to get our antibiotics back home. We need to get our medical supplies back home. There are a number of high technologies and rare earth materials that we're dependent on China upon. I want to get those back home as well. That's all being worked right now, and I'm going to be the person carrying that punch list right into the next legislative session if I'm fortunate enough to get elected.
So what's the campaign been like these past few days for you? Pretty hectic?
It's been busy. It's been exciting. We're getting great feedback on the trail. It's clear Tennesseans want a candidate that puts law and order above everything else. They want to see our nation return to normal. Everyone knows I'm the law and order candidate in this race. I've got support from sheriffs all across the state. The president, in his tweet in announcing my qualifications, talks about how I'm going to be tough on crime and supportive of law enforcement from the very beginning. Look, I get it, Mike. My sister's older brother every day puts on the uniform. He's a career law enforcement officer. He doesn't know if he's coming home at night. Our law enforcement often are the only thing standing between our families in complete anarchy on the streets. I have a huge respect for them, and I want to see them supported and respected. That's my view on that, and I want to get law and order back to become the norm of the nation. Beyond that, though, we're in the middle of a deep economic downturn, and I'm the only person that has extensive business experience. I've been a businessman all my life. I said when I came into the state of Tennessee, the last downturn, Tennessee's unemployment rate was above the national average when I came on board. That was January of 2011. We reorganized the department I was given. I cut over 40% of the positions. That's physically conservative if there ever was one. We eliminated millions of dollars of taxpayer expenditures, reorganized the department, and we started winning. I was there for 4 years. Tennessee became the number one state in the nation for creating jobs through foreign investment. We want everything that's made overseas and shipped here. We want it produced here. We were also named the state of the year for economic development two of those years. Tennessee is now number one on every measure, whether it be low unemployment, higher wage growth, GDP growth. Granted, we have further to go, and I applaud Governor Lee and Commissioner Roth for the effort they continue to make, particularly in our rural areas, to make sure that our rural workforce are well-trained, they're ready to go. I think as we bring these jobs back from China, our rural workforce can be a real competitive advantage, and I want to see broadband technology expanded further so that we have the ability to work in the 21st century all across our state.
If somebody wants to see you today, I guess you've got a busy schedule. Where are you going to be for the rest of the day? And where's the, I guess you're going to have an election eve party tonight. Tell us what your schedule is today.
Well, we're over in East Tennessee this morning. We're going to be making our way over to Brentwood midday at 3 o'clock. We're going to be at Belhaven Church. There's a big poll there. We'll be working the polls at Belhaven Church.
Oh, that's always fun. Do you get out there and you stay 100 feet outside and you people have questions as they go in? They can ask you a question?
Absolutely. Wave, ask questions of everything. We're going to be there working the polls. And then we're going to wind up tonight in my hometown of Gallatin. I'm looking forward to celebrating victory there. You know, my father's no longer with me, but he's looking down from heaven. My mother is 88. I think she's going to be in a safe place nearby watching on television. And Chrissy and the family will be with me and with a number of friends. It's going to be an exciting evening. I certainly invite you to be there, Mike. And the polls close at 7 p.m. Central Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time today. And after the polls close, I'm not sure how long it will take to tabulate the results, but I'm looking forward to an exciting evening.
What's this campaign been like for your family?
It's been great. You know, they were great to go with me to Japan. That was an adventure. We were over there serving our nation from 2017 through 2019. One of the greatest experiences of our life. It brings you together as a family. Chrissy and I are blessed with four wonderful children. They're now 11, 13, 15, and 17 years old. Coming back, we've been on the campaign trail together. It's brought us even closer. They're out fighting every day for their dad. They're volunteering. They're putting up signs. They're making phone calls. They're with me in presentations. It's been a great experience bringing the family together, and they are very excited for tonight, as am I.
And former Ambassador Bill Hagerty on the ballot today in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Michael. And people are looking for places to go vote. You're looking for the nearest polling place, go to www.teamhaggerty.com, 1G. You'll be able to find the closest place for you to vote. I encourage everyone on the line, turn out today. Let's send a strong conservative message to the rest of the world that Tennessee values are conservative values. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for joining us. When we come back, Carol Swain joins us in studio. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. This is the Tennessee Star Report.